Text the Blaine Faller Morning Show, 55678, and join the conversation. 96.3 WDBD.
You've probably heard the song already from her upcoming album, Kelly Clarkson's Love So Soft. She is the original American Idol. She is just amazing, and she's on with us right now. Hey, Kelly!
What's up?
Say hello to Lauren Crocker.
Hi, Kelly!
Hey, Lauren.
It's such a pleasure to have you on with us today.
We are excited.
Yeah, we're big fans. We're going to gush, and we're going to be like really sloppy, and we're probably going to try to make out with you.
Well, my husband might have a problem with it, but I don't know.
It's through the microphone, so.
Kelly, speaking of which, okay, we talked about this a little bit on the air on Monday, and we wanted to get your, did you see the Emmys?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, no.
Have you heard about this kiss between Nicole Kidman and Alexander Skarsgård?
Wait, what?
So they were in the show Big Little Lies together, right? And they play a couple in the show. And he goes up to accept the Emmy. He stops in the middle of the aisle and they go in and the two of them kiss on the lips. And it's not very long. There's no tongue, but like they're definitely embracing. And Keith Urban is standing right behind Nicole Kidman watching.
Clapping.
Oh, I don't know.
What would your husband do? You think you would be able to do that in front of him?
Oh, hell no, y'all. He's Southern. No.
I love that.
And switching gears a little bit, Kelly, this week on our show and on our station is baby week because one of our on-air jocks here is having a baby. And I follow you on Instagram. I love looking at pics of River and Remington. And I've heard you say you love being a mom and you're a great mom, but you had terrible pregnancies, right?
Oh, the worst. Never again.
Really? You're done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, we have four total because I married into two.
Oh, that's right.
So that's a lot of kids, you know?
Yeah. You're outnumbered. My rule was stop at two.
Yeah, four is enough. You still got two arms each.
Yeah, that's true.
In a while.
And did you guys do a gender reveal?
We didn't do that. We were just like, yeah, it's a girl. Like, we didn't do anything cool. We're lame.
I'm curious to ask, and speaking of family and everything, Reba McEntire is a legend. Is it strange or odd or intimidating or whatever the word might be to have her as your mother-in-law from a professional standpoint?
I think Reba and I were friends first. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually love that because we were friends first and we met via the industry and working together. And then, I knew her for like 6 years before Brandon and I dated.
What was it like when you first started dating her son?
Well, she's very Southern, so she was like, you better watch out.
I bet.
She's like, that's my boy. So, we were at this dinner, and I looked at Brandon, and I was like, oh, man, damn, okay. It's out of the friend zone. I'm in the family zone now.
Wow.
Like, she's very protective, of the people she loves. But,
right.
But his sisters were the same way. They, like, cornered me in a bathroom. It was amazing.
Yes.
And they were like, we love you, but just so you know, we're going to break you. Our brother.
I love it.
And I know, me too. I was like, because my sister is the same. You know, she'd be like, oh, yeah, I love you, but I'm going to hit you with my car if you hurt my sister.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Like, so it's just kind of this Southern, I guess, mentality of like, just like, I don't know, mama bear thing. So I actually think it's flattering when people are like that.
And I have this like image in my mind with such a talented family. Please tell me at Christmas time there's drinking and gathering around the piano and everyone's just singing.
No.
Are you serious?
No, I mean, our 10-year-old boy and our 3-year-old girl are like, they love to be the center of attention. So it's more of them probably putting on a show. And even my niece and nephew are more like, they're more shy. So like everybody, it's more those two just kind of putting on a show together. And we all like playing games and watching movies. And
your new album coming out this fall is called The Meaning of Life.
Yes.
And
I figured it out, guys. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you for handling that for us.
We need a little advice. Are we going to find it in the tracks?
Yeah. You have to buy it to find out.
Yeah. Love So Soft is the first single, and we love it.
Yeah, thank you so much. We released Love So Soft and Move You, which is a ballad, just to kind of show the depth as well of the album. But, yeah, I mean, it's real soulful, and it's more of like an urban take on pop, but it's my favorite record to date, and I'm so excited about it.
We have one quick thing that we want to do with you before we let you go. We play this game on our show called 5 and 10, where you name 5 whatever in 10 seconds.
I'm amazing at games. I'm going to nail it.
Okay, all right.
Good, let's do it.
Okay, I feel confident.
I'm going to lob a softball in here, Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Give me five, at one time or another, American Idol judges. Go.
Oh, Keith Urban, Paula Abdul, Ellen DeGeneres, Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, Cara DiGuardi.
There you go.
That was five, right?
Look at
that. You started off strong.
Yeah.
All right, I got a good one for you. You're a Texas girl. Give me five Texas sports teams. Go.
Oh, Houston Texans, the Dallas Cowboys, yep. Mavericks, yep. Dallas Stars, San Antonio Spurs. Is that five?
I think so. Yeah.
We'll call it five.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson finished the game.
You did it.
Oh my gosh! I was like, I felt pressure. I was like, brain farting.
See? It's that dumb clock.
It's that stupid clock, Kelly. We're gonna find the guy who made that clock and break his neck for you. Okay.
Yes.
Kelly, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much. The new album is called "The Meaning of Life." It comes out this October. Love So Soft is a single. She rocks. She's Kelly Clarkson on 96.3 WDBD. Thank you.
Yeah, bye, y'all.
The Blaine Fowler Morning Show and Detroit's best music, 96.3 WDBD.